Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is your host, Alex Sean.
And your co-host, G1.
Today, we're going to talk about attraction, jealousy, and flirting. But before we get into that, first I want to apologize to my co-host. I was supposed to go out with him last night, but I worked 62 hours and I was tired, so my bad.
Yeah, fuck you. Let's get to the
All right, so attraction. You know what? I'm curious. What is it about a woman that attracts you to them? Keep it real. All
right, I'm gonna keep it real because people out there
on a physical aspect.
Of course, everybody gotta look and see if a girl's cute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some kind of like cuteness to her, smile, whatever. But nowadays, niggas do not care. So it's like either look at their ass or, you know, their breast or whatever. Make sure they got flat. They got to make sure the body looks right. Because sometimes the body can make up for how ugly they look.
Dirty.
You know what I'm saying? A body can make an ugly chick look like, it's like if an ugly chick has no body and she's straight up like a 2 or 3. But you put a banging ass body on her, she might move up to like a 5.56.
Just because of her body. Are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
All right, so if we were to say the top three things, what would be the top three things, first three things that you look at on a woman?
I look at her face, her ass, and her stomach.
Face, ass,
and stomach. Because I can deal with a cute chick, a sexy looking chick that doesn't have a body.
Mm.
But if she has like a 4.55 in the face,
mm-hmm.
the body got to at least look at least a 7.
Wow. Okay. So, like our last episode, where we were talking about the communication, and you called me a lie about how the pretty chick or whatever. And you remember when we went to Tyson's Corner?
Yeah.
Now, the chick that was there,
she didn't look good.
Okay, I understand that. All right, but what would you scale her as? Because
she had ass. She had a banging body. Matter of fact, her body was banging.
It was.
Face was a little bit on the, you know.
See, to me, the whole role, like, she was like a 6. To you, you just said she was flat out ugly. Actually, I said 7, let me be honest.
She was a 7? In the face?
No, I said overall pack.
Oh, overall pack? Yeah, I'd probably give her like a 7.
She was about a 5 in the face.
Yeah, I'll give her like a 7 overall. Yeah, but you know.
Okay, well, anyway, me, the first thing I look at a woman is her eyes.
The fuck out of here.
Her lips. And then her titties, just because I'm a damn pervert.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, he takes long strolls on the beach.
Yo, don't clown it. Yo, I don't know what
he likes looking at the nightly sky.
Anyway, look, for real, there's something about a woman's eyes. When I talk to a woman, though, I'm always staring them in the face. So it's nice to know that there's something good to look at. Unlike your perverted ass.
I look at her face, too.
Briefly.
So? But there's got to be a reason, and if it comes to the attraction thing and how women are, there comes to a reason why my eyes are going to stare away from her fucking face, because let's say she's wearing a shirt that, you know, reveals cleavage. Why are you doing that?
You need to work on your peripheral, though.
What do you mean? That's just too much.
No, it's not. Look, I could look a woman, since I know that I love titties that damn much, I could look a woman dead in her face and still stare at her titties without her even knowing.
But you call me a pervert.
But I already admitted that I'm a pervert because I love titties. That's why that's the number three thing.
Okay, well, I guess I got to work on my peripherals, but I really, you know.
Okay, now, hitting on that, since we're talking about that, you going on you with the whole flat stomach ass and the face. All right, so now, let's say you do get this chick, this banging chick, this Bella Gonzalez, if you don't know who that is, the Sugar Shane Mosley's girl. Is it wrong for a guy to also appreciate what you have?
Of course, it's not wrong. That's a compliment to me if a dude sees me with my chick and a guy looks at my chick and, like, be like that, damn, she look good. Cool. But there's a certain level of respect when it comes to niggas. Like, you're not gonna go, you're not gonna make it, like, you know, obvious that, you know, you're looking at a nigga's chick like, God damn, look at that ass when you see her dude with her. It's like a respect thing, you know what I'm saying? But you might get those knuckleheads that just don't care, then you take it from there. But as a respect thing, you shouldn't, you know, go out and blatantly say something about a chick or how she looked when her man's with her.
So are the rules the same if you're famous or not?
What you mean?
All right, let's say Sugar Shane Mosley, his girl. I don't know if you've seen her.
I've seen her.
But she is bad.
Yeah.
She is bad. And if she walked past you, is it wrong for you to be like,
yeah, Sugar Shane Mosley was right there?
Doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, that'd be wrong, because that's another dude with her.
You only face, you know, I know that you said Sugar Shane Mosley. That's because he's a boxer.
No, I'm saying, if it was anybody, it could be Bill Gates, nigga, I don't care. It could be a nerd. The thing is, it's a respect thing. I can say what I need to say under my breath or in my head. You're not talking to her. You're not going to talk to her. You're just looking at her, right? So it's all kind of saying something out loud.
All right, I get you,
man. And it's like a respect thing. But a lot of niggas nowadays don't have respect. Like, especially these fucking young kids, they don't have respect. But that's another topic, folks.
Speaking of which, I really don't understand how to say that, because I agree with you. It's a boost to my ego. You know, I work so hard to get this banging chick, you know, and dudes is breaking their neck to look. But I don't understand dudes that get upset, you know, if a dude is looking. You know, you obviously walk past and then you look back and you see old boy breaking his neck to look. Why would you get mad? I don't understand why dudes would get mad. See, you and I agree that it's a boost, but
yeah, I mean, that's just mad. Because it's like, there's many things you can think about, like, because I don't know. It goes to the guy and the chick. You know what I'm saying? Because if you turned a hoe into a housewife, then of course you're gonna get mad at everybody. Look, because you worried about your chick. You worried about your chick, like, feeding into that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But it's like some guys feel like, yo, I worked so hard to get this banging chick. Like, this is my hard work.
Enjoy it. That's how you should be, like, enjoy it.
And I agree. But some dudes is like, nah, they want to cuff and pit bull the chick. So it's like, you know,
put a bag on the head.
Hey, or keep her ass in the house.
Or, you know, wrap her up. Like, how them religions, you just wrap her up and all you see is eyes.
Hey, that'll work for them, by all means. But, you know, I don't mind showing off my chick if she looks good. I don't mind that at all.
But what if you end up with a ugly chick?
I people won't be looking at us because I won't be walking in public.
Yes, you will. There are women who are attracted. See, we're just focusing on the physical aspect. Now, there are women who will captivate you by their personality.
Yeah, but that's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit because that's how it used to be, man.
It still is.
That's how it used to be.
I'm gonna tell you,
I'll be goddamn, and if I'm like, yo, she ugly as shit, but her personality trumps that. No, my dude, no.
I'm gonna tell you.
No.
All right, look,
guys and girls pick out somebody, their physical aspect are the first things they look at. They don't go personality, then looks. No.
And I agree with that. There is no
looks
chick in this world that's gonna look at an ugly motherfucker and be like,
unless they got money.
Flavor Flav,
Rick Ross, Ruth, and all of them ugly dudes that, you know, wouldn't, if they were normal Joes, they wouldn't be having no chick.
But real talk, though, I agree with you 100%. There's no chick in this world or no dude in this world that's going to look at that opposite sex and be like, you know what, you're ugly as hell, but I want to know what your personality is like. However, if you're around that person a lot, i.e., I don't know, you hang out with friends of their friends or at work, and then you get to talking to them, and you're like, damn, person's cool.
Yeah, that's the process right there. That's the process of becoming their friends first, not having the intentions of seeing a chick like that, and then it gradually gets to the point where he's like, you know, she's a cool person. Y'all might have things in common. She's not ugly, but she's not, like, super attractive to the chicks that you will holler at. That's different from let's say me and you at a bar or at a club or at a lounge or whatever, and the chicks that we approach,
mm-hmm.
it's different from that.
So now you already built that attraction now where you walk down the street with.
With what?
The ugly chick, but with the bomb personality.
Yeah. It depends on, like where what stage are we at? Like,
it doesn't matter.
I mean, people don't know what kind of relationship
exactly.
we have.
Exactly. So you can just be able to, she could be a friend.
Yeah, I don't mind, yeah. I don't mind at all. You won't see me hold hands and kiss the bitch, but you know what I'm saying?
Okay, even if y'all were to that level, y'all not officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but to that level that y'all done already smashed a couple times and you still wouldn't kiss her?
No. But I'm not a big...
That's horrible.
...kissing in public kind of guy.
You're not an affectionate dude.
I'm not affectionate at all, actually. I can be affectionate.
Y'all hear that?
Certain
asshole. And I walk...
I'm affectionate
to... I like walk long off of the beach and he's an asshole.
Listen, I'm not going to say I'm not an affectionate dude. I'm affectionate at times, but I'm not as affectionate as I used to be, you know, due to past relationships and all that. They just stripped that apart.
No, you should not make a woman pay for that.
I'm not making a woman pay for nothing. I'm just saying I'm not as passionate. That's affecting me. That's not affecting who I talk to or whatever.
It does affect them.
No,
though.
It doesn't. I'm just saying I'm just not as affectionate. I'm not saying I'm not complete. I'm not, like, I didn't stop it, but I'm just not as affectionate. Like, you won't see me on Valentine's Day go all and out and, like, you know, you open the window and you see your name bright up on the building wall and saying I love you and all that. No, you might get a card and flowers and call it a day.
Man, I really hope you female listeners are really not paying you no
attention. No, I mean, but you want me to keep it real, though. But, you know what I'm saying?
Real.
I'm saying you're going to get my attention. You're going to get, if me and you talk like that, you're going to get more than anybody else do, but... I'm just not going to put my heart in it because, you know, you move too fast. You end up crashing and burning sometimes.
Sometimes, but sometimes you should.
I'm not going to really, I'm too old to take a risk right now. I'm too old to take a risk because, okay, if I drive too fast, will I get in an accident? You know what I'm saying? It's too much. So I drive at my own cordial speed. So if I need to get off an exit, I can get off and I don't have to miss it. If I want to keep going fast, I can keep going fast.
See, I put it like this. Growing up, you know, we've been friends for 18 years. So back in the days, I used to be looking at you and... Okay, oh, that rum was strong, wasn't it?
Right, I don't know what you got in this drink.
It's Ron Zacapa. That's it. And it's only a little bit. But anyway... Growing up, you know, I used to watch you and Deb do your thing, and I was always the friend guy. So when I get a chick, I'm going to give it all. I'm going to give it all. So regardless of who it is, for them to choose me, I know this might sound a little pathetic, but this is just my mentality at it. You know, but any woman that decides to choose me after, you know, all these dudes in the world, I'm going to show them I appreciate it.
Where are the girls at there? I'm just asking. You gave all the girls your all.
Oh.
Attractive girls, all. You gave them your all. Where are they at now?
They didn't appreciate.
They didn't appreciate. Why?
I don't know.
Because you drove too fast, right?
I didn't drive.
You drove too fast, right?
You
drove too fast, but if your ass is driving at normal speed, you could have got off at that exit before, you know what I'm saying?
No, because then if I drive at a speed, then I'm going to be dealing with a timeline. There's going to be a timeline of, well, at a certain amount of time. I'm at this point now in my life, I just go with the flow. I'm not going to put a timeline, I'm not going to put expectations, but if I'm happy to see that person, they're going to know I'm happy to see that person. You know, so I'm going to make them glow all the time. And speaking of glowing, you do know a glow is a inadvertent way of, how should I say it? I don't even know what I'm going to say. So let me get back to that.
Come on, man. We on the radio. We on air. You don't know what the fuck.
I was going to say, but I really didn't know how I was going to put it. But that's all this. Oh, for all y'all who are listening, you know, if you have anything that you want to say, add on, questions, call 323-927-2935. That's 323-927-2935. Or hit us up on our Blog Talk Radio chat line, and we'll hit you there.
All right, now since we're on our second home stretch with this show, let's talk about flirting.
Flirting.
Now, is it good to flirt? This is answer. I'm gonna get to it. Is it good to flirt?
It depends.
It depends.
Yes.
Okay. How about this? Okay, you at a workplace, and you and a coworker are, you know, feeling each other, but y'all know each other's situations. Is it still good to flirt at that time?
Both situations are bad?
What do you mean bad? I'm just saying in a situation.
Well, if you're in a situation, I mean, you're just going to flirt to make the time go by or to ease whatever pain that you're going through.
Okay, so let's say you have your significant other. Is it good for her to do the same thing?
Somebody at work?
Yeah.
Significant other?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So it's good for you to do it and not the other person.
Well, the way that you asked the question was just like, I didn't know I had a significant other.
I'm just saying now, but...
Oh, no, if I have a significant other, no, I'm not going to do it.
What? You lying, Sheena?
Okay.
Didn't we talk about this communication shit now?
Okay, hold on. What it is, I am a very, I don't have game, but I'm a very charming man. So my normal conversation would be misinterpreted as flirting. That's just how it goes. Now, don't get it twisted. If I had a significant other and we out somewhere, and like a hotel or tickets to somewhere, and it's a female, oh, you motherfucking right, I'm going to flirt my way to get a better discount. But however, she's going to know my personality anyway, so she shouldn't take offense to that.
Man, listen, we're going to flirt with whoever, whenever, where.
No.
Yes, we are. We are going to do that. We are going to do that. Where we, son, we are going to do that. Regardless of the situation, we are going to do that. Especially if the chick looks good. Point blank.
Here we go again with this good looking chick.
Yo, especially if the chick looks. So you seem to tell me you have a wife.
Okay.
Happily married.
Right.
You at the office.
Right.
A chick that looks like Sugar Shane Mosley's girl come up to you
right.
and flirt. You're not going to flirt back?
No.
I will spit in your face, man. I will spit
in your
face.
You know what? It's funny that you say that. It's funny that you say that. Because when I was married and I was working at a Walmart and being in the manager's position, I had women come up to me in front of me. And you know what I did? I looked them dead in their face. They talked. Asked me what they needed to talk. And I said, ma'am, is that all you need?
Man, that's Walmart bitches, right?
But, no, a lot of them were bad. A lot of them were bad.
God, I don't think so.
I'm just saying,
I don't
though,
think so.
They were bad, and I just look at them like, yo, I got work to do, so.
So you're on the job, though.
You just said it does not matter.
If you was outside, if you wasn't on a job, you still wouldn't?
If I'm on a mission, no. But actually, no, I wouldn't, period. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
If I'm in a relationship, I'm not gonna look at another woman. I'm not.
I call bullshit on that.
You can call it all you want.
I call bullshit on that. My girl can't flirt. I don't give a fuck.
But yes, you can.
So what?
What is that? Yo, that's some backwards ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that's messed up, but guys, I know how it is. Flirting leads to other things.
Only for guys.
Yo, listen. Flirting leads to other things. Point blank, period.
Let me tell you something.
I would choose my
girl's looks and charms to my damn advantage.
Okay, that's a different thing from flirting.
No, because she's going to have to flirt, like I said, going back to the ticket. So
but you're there, though. But that's
I could be in the car.
You got a fucking car. You still in the facility where she's at. Let's say your girl got a fucking-ass body.
Okay.
And your girl... with another group of girls,
right.
And you know at least if your friend has a group of seven girls she's going with, out of the seven or three out of seven, I suppose.
Okay.
And they want to go out the country to, let's say, the Bahamas.
Okay.
You're gonna let your girl? You gonna feel safe with your girl being out there?
I trust.
Oh my God! And that's, ladies and gentlemen, why the good guys always come last, because
that is when we were younger. No, that is when we were younger. I'm going to tell you this. No, this is how it goes. When women are younger, they want motherfuckers like you. They want the bad boy.
I'm not a bad boy at all.
They want the bad boy.
I'm not a bad
so
boy.
So me, going through high school, I was a good guy, so I was always a friend. But it's then when they get older, they look at me as the husband material or the man that they want to be with.
Okay, but that's what, like, when you're older, you still...
I'm older now.
Some of them ladies that's going through their little problems with marriage and all that stuff, they don't want that, oh, I want a man to be my man. No, they want some gorilla in the bedroom with the motherfucking furniture around type of shit. And you mean to tell me you're not going to flirt or take the advantage of that chick?
Man, look, y'all... Y'all could just call in and interrupt us because he's awfully off some crazy tangents.
I'm not on no crazy
the
nothing.
The number is 323-927-2935. Once again, that's 323-927-2935. Man, you crazy.
I'm not talking like craziness. I'm talking the truth, the fact, and what guys think. Not all guys, but majority do. Nigga, this is 2000. This is going to be 2014. Who knows what kind of shit is going to go down in 2014? Shit ain't like it used to be, man.
I understand.
Marriages don't last at all. From experience, you know that.
True.
Look at all these celebrities. Kim Kardashian has. No, I don't even talk about her. But anyway, marriage don't last. Love don't exist like that more, man.
Love
does not exist like that no more.
I'm a true believer in old-fashioned love.
Okay,
really
me too. And I know that it's a legend right now. It's a myth right now. You're not going to find true love like you did years ago. Not with you. Not when you got these chicks out here twerking on public for likes on Instagram and Facebook. You're not going to find that shit. You're not going to find that shit when chicks out here thinking it's okay to, like, dress the way they do down the street. You're not going to find that. You're not going to find that shit when these niggas walking around thinking they thugs and they want to be rappers with no kind of life and shit like that. You're not going to find that.
I should just go ahead and get a country chick.
You should go ahead.
North Carolina with some, like, hazel eyes or something.
I don't care what color her eyes is, man. I don't care.
You gotta,
but the only chicks that's eligible to fall in love like that are the non-attractive ones.
The unattractive ones.
That's the only ones that have the eligibility to find that true love like that. You're not going to find that from a dime piece. What? You're not going to find that from a dime piece at all.
Well, I feel as if that you will, so.
No, you're not going to find that from a dime piece.
Well, lost my damn whatever.
You're not.
You are, yo. It doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, it's all how a woman feels.
Yeah, and it also depends on the attraction.
Okay, so the attraction
has a lot to do with everything.
So does communication.
Oh my God! The attraction has a lot to do with everything.
No,
the attraction will depend on your communication level, your everything.
All right.
Your ability to fall in love. It depends on everything. All
right.
Your flirt level. Everything.
Attraction. All right, but you got to remember the attraction. You're only talking off of physical. So if the person that you deal with gets in an accident and they're looking like Hump McGump, you know what I'm saying? So. If you're looking at Up McGump, then you gonna say the attraction is on there?
Fucked up, yo.
That is, if you've been dealing with this person for like God knows how long—six, 7 years.
That's different, because obviously it's a bond right there, and of course love is gonna hit the way you want it to, and everything is gonna be the way it's supposed to be. But if I've just known her for like a year,
But a year, that's a long time, dude.
Not long enough.
Wow, this guy.
Not long enough.
Do you know how long a year is if you break it down? That's 365, maybe 366 days every 4 years. So that amount of time, you could form a strong bond within like 2 or 3 months with somebody if you're with them all the time.
Yeah, you can.
So like I said, if they look like McGump after an accident or whatever happens, you're just going to say,
here, I'll be their friend.
Ooh, ouch.
I'll be a close friend. I'll be a best friend.
You know, on that note, I think we're just going to have to go ahead and leave. So what are we going to be talking about next week?
Next week.
Next 2 weeks.
And next time we come on here, I want to get across how society and how the world views women.
So the society stigma that they have against women.
Yeah, women, yeah.
Women, how women have a name for doing what guys do.
Just how
everything in general.
Just in general, how society views women, especially the minorities like, you know, black chicks, Spanish chicks, you know, all the clothes you see on TV.
Really? Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all the ones you see on TV, you know, Turkin video, reality TV series, you know, stuff like that.
Any, you know what? Blog Talk Radio, everybody, I appreciate y'all listening. Jesus, the guy that I have to deal with. Well, we're signing out. Thank you. This is Alex Charm.
G1.
Appreciate y'all. Bye.